Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast, Dreamscape, and my name is Heidi Halifax. In today's podcast, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. I just thought I'll press record and I'll see what comes up, because I was sitting in meditation earlier and I just got like lovely, beautiful messages, and I was like, oh, I need to do a podcast on this, that, and the next thing. And then as I'm sitting here, I'm like, which path should I take? So I wasn't sure. But I hope you're all doing really well out there and that you're feeling good. Although if you're feeling triggered right now and you're feeling like you're getting a lot of old stuff coming up to the surface for healing, that is, you are on track, because that's the way the energies are right now. Like, we're getting all this stuff coming to the surface. There was just recently now, a couple of days ago, there was the red moon and like a lunar eclipse, I think, or yeah. And anyway, it was to bring up old scars, old stuff that needed healing. A few days before and a few days after, I certainly felt it before I even read that in my dreams, as always, because I always feel so much in my dreams. I do a lot of shadow work while I'm dreaming, and I remember all of my dreams. So I really felt it. I felt like some things that were getting triggered. But because I've done so much inner work, and I'd like to think I have quite a good perspective on my feelings and what I go through, I can sort of see it from a bird's eye point of view, which is great. Sometimes it sucks, because sometimes it's like, okay, but I know this and that and the next thing about myself and why I react the way I do. And then I still feel this urge to, like I still feel it. I still feel the triggerings. I still feel the emotions. And that's hard, because obviously it's hardwired into my brain. It's like what you've gone through as a child and what's happened to you, it does hardwire your brain, but it does get so much easier once you recognize what it is that's happening, why you're thinking the way you're thinking or reacting the way you're reacting. Then you can take a much broader point of view or bird's eye view and look at it differently, and you can start asking questions like, is this true? Is this a fact? Like, if I'm really insecure about something, or something's happening, you realize your brain starts to fantasize negatively about whatever aspect it is. Let's say you think that somebody has beef with you. You think somebody is mad at you, and you're, because of your past, because of what you've gone through when you were little, and the way you've connected with your parents, often is a very big sign of why you're reacting the way you are. And a way to overcome that is by really asking why, like I said before, but like, is this fact? Because getting down to the fact, oh no, it's actually something I just thought that person might be thinking, or this is something that I think might happen, or, you know, you just get into your head so much. Take a step back from that and then ask, like, is this fact? Has this actually happened? Has this person actually said something like this? Has this, what's like, look at the facts. Once you get your facts straight, you realize it's your mind ghosts that are being triggered, like your shadow worky kind of spooky demon ghost things, thoughts. And, you know, good. I mean, it's good that they are getting triggered, because if they're still getting triggered, it means you still have healing to do and you need to look further within yourself. So it's not a negative thing that you're being triggered. Don't be like, you know, because I've felt that way sometimes when I realize I'm being triggered, I get like pissed off at myself. I'm like, I know better than this. Like, how can I still be getting triggered when I know better? But you need to take a more loving approach to that. And so do I, obviously. And I obviously need to learn that as well. And just be like, you know, neutral about it. Okay, I can see I'm getting triggered. And I understand that I'm getting, why I'm getting triggered. It's because I have it hardwired in me to, for self-protection, for me to not get hurt, for me to survive and live in the pack. That's like, all of that is ego based. It's all about survival. And we're past that now, because survival was 3D. We're into the 5D, where we're not needing that sense, because we're realizing more and more and more that we're all connected. We're all loving, beautiful beings, and we're all connected. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all one big pack. We're, you know, and that's going to take some time to get to, obviously. But living in your heart space, like living in fear, always just drives you from source. It always, like, living in fear, it makes you take really crap decisions. Like, look back at your life and think about when you've taken decisions based on fear and how that's gone. Whether that's been in like a romantic relationship, very often it is within a romantic relationship that we do get a lot of triggers. It's because we get really close to the other person and we trigger each other, and then, you know, they'll put up walls, or you'll put up walls, or and we'll do things that are based in fear, and that's not love. So always ask the question, I know I've said this before, but ask the question, is this decision based in love or in fear? And if it is fear, then don't make the decision. You know, and also being loving to yourself. Is this loving to me to make this decision right now? You know, and sometimes, you know, we live in a world of duality. It's like the extremes right now. It's like you have like the high vibe, the light, and the dark are moving apart. And that's why we're seeing this huge amount of dark. And when we see the dark, it's like, crap, that is bloody black, that is so dark, and it scares us. And it's like, you know, we see it and we think the world is going fucking crazy, but the thing is that the light is just getting brighter and brighter. And this is why people are starting to stand up for themselves. They're starting to think more about what's right for them and for everyone, and injustices in the world. Like, people are just like moving into a place where, hey, that's not okay anymore. Like the Iranian woman that was shot to death because she showed some hair, and how the whole country just went, well, not the whole country, not 99, not 100% obviously, but like how so many in the world and in that country just stood up and women started cutting their hair off. And, you know, this kind of thing would never have happened 50 years ago, ever. And there's so many things like that happening in the world right now where we're like, no, this is not okay anymore. And we're standing up to the dark. The light is like standing up to the dark. It's not taking it anymore. This is setting the loving boundaries that we need to set when we're like, no, enough is enough. And it doesn't mean going shooting the other guys down, because that would make us just as bad. And it's not no us or them really, but with the whole duality, this is where we're at now. The dark is getting darker and the light is getting lighter. And I think it's a beautiful thing that people are standing up for each other. But we need to do it lovingly, not violently. You know, always choose love over hate. But just say enough is enough and no. Just a clear, clear sign. No, this is not okay anymore. We're not okay with this. We need the freedom. We need the love. And it's going to look like this a while now. But it's going to be great in the end, I promise. It's like, we just need to go through this. This is the whole ascension process. And it might look really dark, but focus on the light, focus on the good stuff. Maybe not watch so much news. Maybe, you know, if you want to keep yourself updated, great. But just, you know, you don't have to watch the news every day. It just brings you down. Focus on the positives, focus on the light and the love that surrounds you. And when you yourself are feeling low, I want to take this to a personal level, like not me personally, but for you personal. When you're feeling bad, you're simply looking the wrong way. You're not looking at who. It's like looking into one of those funny mirrors when you're at a fun park, like a theme park, or, you know, you're looking at one of those mirrors that make you look like weird and funny and fat or really tall or really weird, you know, one of those mirrors. It's like looking at one of those mirrors and actually believing that's who you are. When you're aware that that's just an illusion, you can start looking at the other way, and then maybe you'll look into an actual mirror, which also is the other way around, but you're never going to see what you truly are on this earth, because obviously this is just something that we're going through right now, and it's an experience, and we're enjoying these avatars that we are or that we have, but also us as people, as, you know. So when you're looking at, when you're feeling low about something, it's simply because you're looking in a funny mirror and you're believing what you're seeing. That's the best metaphor I can give you, and I actually love that metaphor because it is very true, and it's you looking in the wrong direction. When you're feeling passionate about something, when you're excited, that's you looking towards the light. When you're loving something or someone, and you feel your heart chakra just open up, you just feel like you have all this love, that's you being you. That's you looking at the light. That's you turning towards who you truly are, and you're only seeing, even then, even when you're feeling the most loved up or in love with your baby or in love with a pet or in love with a new guy or girl or whatever, when you're feeling the most love, that's only a snippet of who you truly are. So you can just imagine who you truly are then. So whenever you're going, like when you're feeling down, depressed, negative thoughts, you're simply just looking at yourself wrongly and you're taking a detour. So you have your path, and when you're feeling excitement, joy, happiness, follow whatever thought process you're having right then. Follow that thought process. Live in that moment. Be here and now, and follow that calling, because that's your path. And that's the easiest path. Now, you can't ever really not to move forward, but you can take detours. And that is when you take decisions based on fear and you go down routes or roads that will still lead you towards the light, and or moving forward, unless you've chosen the path of darkness. It sounds very sort of Star Warsy now, but you can go down that path where you're thinking negatively, or you're depressed, or you're anxious, or you're, you know, but and it's, you're still moving forward, but it's just going to be a hell of a darker ride. You're just not going to enjoy it so much. You know, it's not all rainbows and butterflies, you know, walking down those roads. And I'm not saying that when you follow your path, your highest excitement, that you're not going to, you know, life is still going to happen, but you're going to see it differently. You're going to react to it differently. Just imagine, you know, somebody saying something and you being really triggered. We can take this for an example, as an example. Imagine you're in a relationship and the other person says, I want to leave you. I don't love you anymore. And they leave. And you know, like the heartbreak of that can be so awful. It can really knock you so badly. Like I've been there and it's so harsh to, when you, like heartbreak is like one of the hardest things. And imagine you being, having such good integrity and understanding yourself so well that you understand that it actually has nothing to do with you. You are still this perfect, loving, shining being, and you're going through your path and that person is going through their path. Now, this could actually even be that you have elevated to a new level of consciousness and you too are simply not vibrating, and that creates fear in your partner, and then that partner leaves because you're simply vibrating at a higher level. And that means that you would no longer be happy together anyway. Maybe you weren't in the first place, but even if you were, you have elevated and it's, or it could be the other way around, but either way, you're not on vibrating together anymore, and that creates disharmony. It's just like tuning a guitar. If you're tuning a guitar and you tune like all of the strings bar one, it will sound awful. It will not harmonize. You need to harmonize. So if you're in a relationship and you're not harmonizing anymore, either one of you has to do the work and elevate to a space where you're harmonizing again, or you move apart and you choose other partners and you have these paths to go. And nothing is right or wrong, and everything is divine. And imagine you could just feel that and know that and be like, okay, you know what? I love you for the time we've had together. Thank you. I respect you. And that's, and being okay with that. Just imagine how much better you would feel. Now that, you know, this is the thing that we need to remember, to really, if we do the inner work, we can really elevate to that part where we're so comfortable in our own skin. We know our own worth so much that it won't trigger us anymore. So life might still happen, like I said, because you don't have control over everyone else. You only have your path and you to control. You can barely, actually it's the universe controlling you as well. So, but just remembering who you are and accepting that everyone has their path to take will make life so much easier. And like, don't get me wrong, like as in I'm saying this, but I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I get triggered all the time. I'm ridiculously insecure at times. I can feel it so much sometimes, and I process it and I go through it, and I, like I said before, I have a bird's eye kind of point of view over it, and sometimes it's really, really difficult still. I'm human, for God's sake. Like, yeah, that's it. But following your bliss and your higher excitement is the way forward in an easier ride, and being and understanding who you are, who you truly are. So don't fall for the fake mirror thing. Remember that when you are feeling really rubbish, you're just looking at yourself incorrectly. You are seeing an illusion. It's not you. You are way more than that. If you think that, that's when you can start turning around and just focusing on any little thing that you love, thinking about a person that you love. This is actually a nice trick as well of moving out of that that low vibration. Put your hands over your heart and then you focus on somebody that you really love, and you just see their face and go into that feeling of how the love you have for them. that will bring you into a beautiful state of love and higher vibration, and that will really help you move out of the rut of the fun mirror illusion. Okay, that's me rambling on for a little bit, but I hope you have a beautiful day. I'll not keep it too long today. So I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'll see you soon, or hear you soon, or again. Lots of love. Bye for now.